of what disease has been called the silent disease because it progresses without symptoms until one day you fall or strain yourself and end up with a bone fracture or a collapsed vertebra.
Oh, I know this one. You're talking about osteoporosis, which literally means porous bone. Osteoporosis is characterized by loss of bone density and the deterioration of bone tissue, which makes bones fragile and more likely to fracture.
Right. The important thing about osteoporosis is figuring out whether you've got it before you injure yourself. And that's pretty easy to do. There's a specialized test that measures bone density, and based on its results, doctors can prescribe various medications to slow the disease down.
So, all in all, osteoporosis isn't a huge deal.
Well, while osteoporosis is treatable, it's not curable, so early detection really is key. As it is, though, about 1 in 2 women and 1 in 4 men over 50 will probably have an osteoporosis-related fracture. For women, in fact, the odds of suffering a hip fracture are the same as the combined odds of suffering breast, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And hip fractures especially are very difficult to recover from. They're linked with a major deterioration in the person's health to the point that about 1/4 of folks over 50 who fracture their hips don't survive 1 year. And treating all those fractures adds up. In 2001, direct medical expenses related to osteoporosis, like hospitalization and nursing homes, amounted to $17 billion.
Yikes! So getting screened for osteoporosis is super important.
Yes. So to find out if you might be at risk, talk to your doctor.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Elmer Bernstam at the University of Texas, Houston. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.